from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, did you see that the Phillies just got Austin Hayes? Did you see this?
Yeah, Austin Hayes for Christian Pache and Sir Anthony Dominguez, the reliever. Hayes has 1 year left on his contract. Pache has a couple left, and Dominguez is a reliever who, I mean, was pitching for them in the World Series, late inning games for them not that long ago, a couple years ago. How about a trade between two teams not that far away from each other that could meet in the World Series? Might be the two best teams in their respective leagues.
But the price to get Austin Hayes didn't seem like...
Now, Pache is just an average fourth outfielder who does have some upside but isn't very good.
So basically we would be talking about a deal like, I don't know.
I don't think Jack Sawinski would be the equivalent.
How about Stratton and Palacios?
Yeah, easily.
Right?
Austin Hayes was in the All-Star game last year for Baltimore.
Saying, Austin Hayes played center, but my point is, basically, something like Stratton and
Stratton's hurt right now and hasn't pitched in 2 months.
Who doesn't
but
matter?
You're talking about Carmen Majinski.
Majinski, fine.
Or, what about Aroldis Chapman? You think that they wouldn't want Aroldis Chapman
in
Baltimore?
I'm just saying, if you told me, we'll give you Majinski and Palacios to get a center fielder. Okay, anyway. But here's what I'm saying. This is a theme that in the trade, in the Seattle trade. There's a theme I'm starting to see is that all this stuff about how, well, the prices are just going to be way high. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the case.
No, it doesn't seem that high.
Right.
Especially because, I mean, Hayes does have one more year after this, but, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. He hasn't played too much this year, but
all right.
Good major league for major league deal.
Well, anyway, Bob Walk is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit FCU.org. And by Gutter Helmet, for a limited time, enjoy up to 35% of off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. And also, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Bob, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, Paul. How's things going?
Well, we're doing very well. And, of course, it's sort of like a couple days leading up to Christmas when we get to the trade deadline. People are really excited to see what it's going to bring, and this is a year when the Pirates are going to go get help, isn't it?
I would imagine so, yeah. They have definitely proven themselves as a team that can keep the other team off the scoreboard, but we have at times trouble ourselves scoring, and so that's, I'm sure what they're looking for. They've probably been looking for that for a month, you know, just putting out feelers to see who's available and who's not, and putting a list together of guys that they would like. And, you know, now there's a lot of, I think, you know, staring and waiting, see if prices move. You know, will they come down as we get closer to the deadline? You know, who suddenly might become available that wasn't available before? There's a lot of stuff can happen in these last couple of days, and so it's going to be exciting to, you know, just sit next to the telephone and check out the emails to see, you know, if we make a move. Make a move, see who we got. I'm at the racetrack today. That's why I'm.
Oh, nice.
You'll hear some loud. The Vintage Grand Prix is all the big high horsepower cars are up at Pittsburgh International Race. And I got a buddy of mine that's racing up here. So I'm up here watching him and having a good time. But every now and then I'm in the paddock, so you're going to hear a loud car kind of go idling by.
Well, I think that. The thing about it is, when you were, you know, playing over the course of time, was there a particular trade deadline deal that you can remember that sort of not necessarily energized, but kind of really got you guys, in the frame of mind? Okay, now we're ready to really go for it, or whatever, you know, however you say it, you know what I mean? Was there a trade deal that made the team better than you all kind of knew it made you better?
You know, when I was playing, I really can't, think of anybody that really would do something like that. I can't remember when we got Lloyd McClendon, if that was right at the deadline or a little before that. But that was when I was playing, the biggest in-season addition that, you could come up with and say had a really good plus impact on the club. But over the years, you look around baseball and you can always find teams that, man, did they, make a huge deal that was great. I think the one that I, think of the most is when the Brewers went and got C.C. Sabathia. And, you know, everybody knew that, you know, it was just going to be a rental. But what a huge, couple of months difference he made. On that Brewers team, and that was when they were really their first time trying to make that push in a long time to get in the playoffs and go somewhere. And that was a good example of how even if you go after a rental, it can have a huge impact on your organization.
Yeah, two, thinking back for the Pirates, two that I can think of that really changed and really helped. Remember they got Jay Happ. At the deadline.
I forgot about Happy. Happ came. That was when AJ got hurt, and we needed something. And when he came over, he hadn't been pitching all that well, and there really wasn't a lot of enthusiasm around the media and really anywhere. And then he comes in and. You know, for a couple of months, he pitches like Sandy Koufax. It was incredible. Really, showed everybody that, sometimes somebody gets a little change of scenery, and even though they weren't hitting or doing much before you got them, you know, that could give them a little bit of boost, which is, just what you need. I mean, I always, afterwards, I thought for sure we would try to keep him because he pitched, so well for us, and starting pitching, you're looking at our team, maybe you wouldn't realize this, but starting pitching is always so incredibly difficult to get and find.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. And if you look at this team, Bob, I mean, it's pretty clear that to me, like, the most important area to add is an outfielder, probably with a reasonably good bat. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I hope it's a great bat, more than – I would love to see a more than a reasonably good bat. But if you don't agree with starting pitching is the hardest to get, then the only other argument is a middle of the lineup hitter, an RBI home run type guy. Those are hard to find also. But occasionally at this time of year, you do see somebody that will make a move and you can get a bat like that. Usually it's just somebody that's going to be a free agent. You're going to get them for a couple of months. But you have to do what you got to do when you're close. And and especially the way we've been playing of late, we're not that far away if we can just get this offense just a little bit better than it is now.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the most important thing, is they just, you know, just try and get a little bit better now. If you look at it, though, the offense has been better of late. And, you know, the reality is they're getting good at bats from enough guys that, you know, they've been able to score four, five, six, seven runs multiple times. I mean, given the way they pitch, Bob, the offense doesn't have to get that much better, does it, for them to really take off?
No, it's just, you know, the word I've been using of late is consistency. You know, when you're the offense right now, yeah, you can point to games. Oh, look how good they did there. Look, oh, we got some big hits there. Look at that game there. We hit some home runs. But what also happens is we get a great pitching performance and we waste it. And you don't want that to happen. So you got to have some consistency to work. A bad night, we're scoring three runs. Because three runs for us, we can win those games. Not all the time, but we'll win enough of them. So that's I want a deeper lineup so that you're not always, you know, it doesn't have to be the same two, three guys all the time. There's certain areas in our lineup that just aren't performing, and I'm not going to name names. Everybody knows who is performing and who's not. But we need to lengthen our lineup a little bit to, you know, get it a little deeper. You know, if we get a really big guy and put him in the middle, then that, you know, moves somebody else down a little bit and lengthens the lineup. You know, think how difficult it is going to be for these next couple of days without Reynolds around. I mean, he's been carrying the team now for a while on offense. So it's just, it's difficult when you have, you know, so much of your offense is concentrated in just a couple of guys.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing about it is they just don't seem to be that far away. You look at this, you know, pitching staff, Bob, and, you know, when it was 3 weeks, it was kind of like, well, they've been really good for 3 weeks. Then it was 6 weeks, and it's like, well, they've been really good for seven. I mean, we're going on basically 2.5 months where this pitching staff has really been just incredibly good. I'm talking about the starters. Obviously, the bullpen's had a little bit up and down, but the starters, I mean, at this point, you have to say this is really sustainable for the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, I would say some. I'll be surprised if it's not. I mean, if we have like a rash of injuries or something like that, but you're going to have Jones coming back in here pretty soon. Borecki, I think. I mean, think how good Borecki was last year. Lefty coming out of the bullpen, he was almost untouchable. And we haven't had him for most of the season. He's getting close to coming back. So, you know, you can make an argument, you know, that the pitching staff is going to even get better than they are right now when we start getting some guys, a couple more guys off the injury list. But what normally happens is you have a couple other guys go on it. You know, it always seems to even out like that. But we do have help coming off the injury list. You know, good proven help on that pitching staff. So that's nice to look forward to also. You know, we need to, you know, we keep coming back to the same subject, though. There's no getting around it. No matter how good the pitching is, we still need to have a better offense if we're really going to make that push. And you look at the pitching staff, you know, and we were talking about this when we were playing the Cardinals, about how close we are to the Cardinals and you know, where we are as far as a wild card. The heck with the wild card. As good as our pitching is, we should be looking at the Brewers, not anybody else.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I think they could get there, too, if they are able to add,
sure,
you know, just a little bit. And so that's the thing that you have to say if you're the Pirates. Now, obviously, in August, getting Jared Jones back will help. But even you know, until they get Jared Jones back, some of these other guys have been pretty impressive the way that they – I mean, I never thought they'd get what they've gotten out of some of the guys that they have. So there's no reason to think they can't get back to, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks or whatever it's going to take before Jared Jones gets back and still be in really good position to strike.
Yeah, I think we're looking good in that pitching department. And, you know, in talking about the Brewers, you still have over a couple of months before you have to worry about catching them. And, you know, we're not that far behind them in games. And we're, you know, when you think about it, we were head-to-head. I mean, last time we played them, we took 2 out of 3. So, you know, as far as the psychological stuff goes, they know we're a good team. They know they might have a hard time beating us. So I really, yeah, I mean, it's nice having that wild card to fall back on. But I want us to really focus on trying to win this division, because I think that puts you in a better position for the playoffs anyway. And I think the division is winnable right now with it. The pitching, just with the pitching we have right now, makes us a contender to win this division in my mind.
Yeah, there is no question about it. Well, you look at Arizona, Bob. What do you see when you know in Arizona the Pirates play their three games? What do you see from the Diamondbacks?
Well, this is going to be a tough thing. The Diamondbacks are a good team, and like I said before, and now we don't have Reynolds, and it's our offense is what's the weakest part of our team, and it just might be a little weaker right now. Well, it is going to be a little weaker. You know, we have nobody that can really go out there and replace Reynolds. So I think the Arizona series is going to be tough. If we win one game, you go out of, you know, if we leave there 1-2, it's not the end of the world for me, considering the way the roster is going to be there. But, we do have excellent pitching, so who knows? We might win a couple of games 2-1, 2-0, and take another series. Right? Maybe we won't need the offense. But I'm a little concerned that we're not going to score a whole lot of runs.
Well, we'll see. Bob, I appreciate it. Hopefully you enjoy the races today. And you're not going to be driving any of these cars, are you?
Oh, no. I'm just out here watching and enjoying things. It's just a beautiful day. We're all sitting around out here in the shade right now. None of my guys are out on the track right now. They have different, they have a vintage Grand Prix. There's all kinds of different classes of cars. And they go out there for about 30 minutes, and then they come off, and then another class goes out there. So it's just it's going to be a fun afternoon.
Yep. Well, we'll enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, Paul. Take care.
All right. That's Paul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bob Walk. Well, we were talking about trades, and I mean, I think the biggest thing to me is it's real simple. I mean, the Pirates are going to have to be a little bit bold here if they want to get in on the ground floor. But of all these guys, I mean, I'm looking at all these guys and I'm looking at their numbers. I don't know, City Limits. I mean, Jazz Chisholm, I guess. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The baseline is making them better than Palacios is all, I don't know.
Well, Palacios is going to be your fourth outfielder.
Oliveras,
it's really
Oliveras is around somewhere.
It's, you got to get somebody better than Sawinski.
Sawinski, Michael Taylor. So, I mean, we're talking about getting better than that group.
You're talking about marginally better than that group,
right?
Because that group, the, you know,
they're horrible.
The ceiling's on the floor.
Jazz Chisholm, I guess, you know, he's interesting to me. I think that would be a good move for them. Brian De La Cruz. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Both of those guys.
Yeah, he's fine.
They hit home runs, but I don't know. Of the heap, I think Chisholm probably is the best one, right? Of that entire group that we were talking about, Taylor Ward, Chisholm,
Rooker. I'd take Rooker as the bat, but Chisholm plays very well defensively. I mean, not even up very well, but he's very solid in center. And you got him for a couple more years of control. Maybe he breaks out in Pittsburgh on a better team than what he has in Miami.
Yeah.
I like Rooker, but like he is only a DH. I'm completely fine with sticking him out in right and see if it works. And if it doesn't, you still have a really good bat that you can play out there.
Yeah.
I mean, they threw Henry Davis out there in right.
But I would have really liked them to get Hayes.
Yeah, Austin Hayes from Baltimore, who's just traded.
If he was available, what are the Pirates doing? You need a center fielder.
They probably don't want to give up an established reliever like a Sir Anthony Dominguez is basically like giving up Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
And then another reliever. Or then another outfielder.
Yeah.
Like a Christian Pache. You're talking about trading Sawinski.
Right.
So would you trade Sawinski and Aroldis Chapman for a year and a half of Austin Hayes?
Well, here's the thing. I think they're gonna trade Chapman. I do.
At this point, I don't think they do. Two games over.
I think they will.
To try to get salary off the books or to try to acquire something to go get someone else?
They'll try to get something piece for, but I think the biggest thing is to get salary off the books, especially if they're going to add salary. You know how the books... They believe that they can trade Chapman and still be okay. They have enough guys in their bullpen. And, you know, when's Stratton coming back?
I think, is back on a rehab.
Okay.
But do you have that assurance with Ryan Barucki still up in the air? Like, he was supposed to come back a week ago.
I'm just saying. The bottom line is they could trade Chapman and bring back another reliever.
They could trade for another guy.
I mean, the thing I'm trying to say is, if you were going to trade Chapman anyway, which they might not, but I'll be shocked if they hang on to $5.5 million salary.
Yeah, they should get rid of Perez instead if anybody will take him.
What's that?
They should get rid of Perez instead if anybody will take him. And I mean, he just had a really good start of six innings.
If they were able to get rid of Perez and Chapman, then all of a sudden you're saving, I don't know, $9 million. And then all of a sudden it doesn't matter if you bring in some of these other guys when you trade for someone that has a little bit of salary. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I'm just, you know, one of those things, you know, I look at it and say, it's one of those things where if they're going to get better, it's going to cost them something. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously, but, I mean, do you, oh, here we go.
What?
Mark Feinstead, the Rays are expected to listen on Yandy Diaz, first baseman. Per sources, the Astros, Mariners, Pirates, potential landing spots. Now, Yandy Diaz is a guy who homered when I was at the game against Tampa Bay earlier this year. Good power, has been an all-star, solid player, and I'm going to see if he has any years of control left. He is a free agent after 25. One-time All-Star, Silver Slugger. He's won a batting title. He plays first and third.
Well, here's my thing.
22 homers last year, hitting .273 this year.
Yandy Diaz, you say he plays first?
He can play first base.
And third?
And third. So you can plug him in at third a little bit and keep Ryan Hayes some rest and allow him to truly get his back under wraps. And you can platoon him with Raddy Tellez. You could probably put him in at DH for a game when you sit Andrew McCutchen. Just to make sure that he can get completely off his legs sometimes.
Yeah.
And use him as a pinch hitter as well. I mean, Diaz is good. He won a Silver Slugger last year. He was 6th in MVP voting in the AL last year. Now, he is 32, so you probably don't have to give up too much. 8 home runs, 46 RBIs this year with a .329 on base. He would immediately plug in, and he signed for 3 years, $24 million. There's a team option for 26. So you could have him for two more years after this season at a pretty reasonable rate. So you're likely going to have to give up something of substance for that guy, which might be a Thomas Harrington. And then, it still doesn't address the outfield. But if they make both moves, Paul, if they do both, then that really shows something. Again, I'm not saying that they will.
I don't know. My thing is, first base used to be a priority a month ago. But I think Rowdy's been good enough that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that you take Rowdy Tellez out of the lineup, but, would you rather have Connor Joe batting against lefties or Yandy Diaz?
Yeah, of course. I'd rather have Connor Joe's another one I forgot about in the Bermuda
Triangle of other outfielders are still here.
Outfield ineptitude.
Well, and Rowdy Tellez is a free agent at the end of the year, too.
I forgot all about him. But anyway,
so you could have
give me a couple of texts in the city. Let's do it before we get out of here.
Yes, let's cue up the music here. This is where we would put the pawpaws. There we go. All right, Paul. From Greg. Good afternoon, guys. The problem still is in two games, the Cardinals and Bucks could only score one run in two runs in the two Pirates wins against St. Louis, or the first two games of the series, rather. Greg says, not good enough. I believe they need two more good hitters in the lineup. So Yandy Diaz, Jazz Chisholm, how much are you willing to pay?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. That's probably an eight. I agree. They might need two hitters in their lineup. My thing was, who was the guy that I mentioned, the third baseman, when Noah Hyles was on? There was a third baseman.
Paredes.
Yeah.
Another guy from Tampa Bay.
How about that?
He's good. He could play both positions as well.
How about him?
Here's Pat in Hanover. Fellas, the question of Verlander versus Scherzer versus Kershaw, I definitely take Verlander. But I would take the career of Paul Skeens over all of them. I believe when it's all said and done, he will turn out to be the best pitcher in Major League Baseball for the last 50 years. That's a 10, baby. That's a hot take.
Well, that's a 9 or a 10. I give it a 9.5 for sure. Listen, if Paul Skeens has the career of all those guys, obviously he will have proven who he is, but the biggest thing with really all three of those guys has been durability. Especially Verlander has been just a bull when it comes to eating innings. So he's got a long way to go before he's that.
I'll give you one more. Nate at work. Forget the future and the prospects. It doesn't matter who it is. You either win with Skeens or we all die without seeing the Pirates ever win again. The window is now.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
9.5. I agree. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, right 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Hive 83 with today with sunny skies. It's Paul Zeiss. I'll be solo, I think, on Monday.
Good stuff, Paul. Yeah, how about this, Paul? Guess who's on the mic 12 to 2:40 on Sunday making his debut?
You?
Me.
Hey, congrats. Okay,
how about it?
Congrats. So 12 to 2:40.
Yeah, Sunday.
You'll be leading us up to Pirates
baseball. That's right, in the Charrington show.
Okay. Well, we'll have to tune in and hear a little bit of City Limits, and then it's you and I
on Monday.
On Monday
and Tuesday.
And Tuesday, we're solo Tuesday as well.
Joe is back on Wednesday.
Oh, man, okay.
So, very exciting
stuff. Basically, over the last, from a 2.5-3 week period, Joe and I have done like two shows together.
Right. One of them was the Shelton show last week, this week.
Who filled in for me yesterday?
Josh Taylor.
Josh Taylor.
It was his farewell show.
Oh, that was his last day on the
It was, yeah.
I forget, what is he doing again?
He's doing KDKA TV News. He's got a promotion there, doing more extended news coverage.
So he's on the actual news desk now.
Yes. Yeah, he was here and then went there and hosted, I think, the 5 and the 6 and then did the 11.
Wait a minute. Let's back up real quick.
We have 30 seconds.
No, let's back up real quick here. Josh Taylor is doing news.
Like, yes.
He's now doing like, he's the new, I don't know, Ken
He's not
Rice. Like,
he's not. Replacing Ken Rice.
He's the new Ken Rice.
He's not replacing Ken Rice, but he's filling in and doing a lot of those newscasts, yes.
He's doing that job of somebody like Ken Rice.
Yes, in addition to sports stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Good promotion. So, I'm happy for him.
So okay. So he's not doing what? So what? But why does that mean he's not doing this anymore?
He said he had to give something up. So this is what he decided.
So
to
what
give
are you
up.
Going to talk about on Sunday then?
Pirates trade, obviously, discussion. We'll talk about the Steelers and training camp. John Parado's coming on and Nick Faribault's coming on.
Can you believe that Pirates talk has superseded Steelers talk?
It's an interesting world we're living in.
Yeah, it is.
I love to see it. I mean, we're in the heart of the Pirates season and the trade deadline is the biggest thing in town right now.
It is. But, wow. All right, young man.
All right, Paul.
We will do it again on Sunday. The PM guys are next. I think the PM, are they both
they
here?
They are.
Are they both
They're
here?
On.
Or is it just one of them
it's
or the
both
other
of them.
One? Both of them with Donnie Football?
With Donnie. He's here. So he's waiting.
It's a rare July show where everybody is intact.
That's correct. We'll
All right.
Talk to you Monday.
Next. We'll see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.